Welcome to Inside the Bubble.
Oh, hey, Loosh.
With your host, Sean Loosh, and Drew Breer.
All right, cool.
Back. We're back.
Back in action, man. Season two, kicking it off.
We took a little break because we didn't want to jinx the birds, and Pigeons came through and won the Super Bowl.
That's right. I remember the last time we recorded was at your house, and we made a sort of like a pact not to talk about them too much. They were kind of on a roll at the time. This was around Thanksgiving.
Yeah, right before Thanksgiving.
And you know what? It paid off, Coop.
Yeah, we took a little hiatus, and now Eagles are Super Bowl champs.
It wasn't even like a. I know you texted me right after the game and said how boring of a game it was, and I agree with you. I feel like anybody that wasn't an Eagles fan, that was probably the most boring game. It was just.
I was like in shock at halftime. I was like, if I wasn't an Eagles fan, this game would stink.
Just turn it off.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the halftime show happened, and I was like, what in the world is going on? People at the bar were like, what is this? And I'm like, I don't know.
It's funny. I was watching the bar in or the game in a bar in Center City, and half the people were like, "What's going on right now?" And the other half were into it, singing every word. So it was like a kind of a split down the middle. Didn't the NFL come out and apologize? Like they're like, we kind of misread our audience.
I'm not sure about that, but I didn't know there were so many like subliminal messages in it.
Towards Drake and towards, like, P. Diddy.
Yeah, I didn't realize they had such a beef.
I like Kendrick Lamar. I didn't really like the halftime performance.
Right.
I thought, at the very least, you know, you're in New Orleans, maybe do something that's kind of in tune with the town.
Right.
With the, you know, the Mardi Gras and, like, the outfits, and it was just kind of just plain.
Right.
So I was hoping for a little more fanfare, you know. But who am I?
I mean, I liked the one when they had the one with Eminem and Snoop. And
me too.
That was awesome.
Hell yeah. So, yeah. Absolutely.
And even like back in the day.
Mary J. Blige, Dre.
Yeah, I mean, like Britney Spears and Ed and Aerosmith do something together, or Steven Tyler or something back in the day. That was cool. But you're right. It was like kind of just blah.
I saw I think they definitely misread their audience. Like maybe not. For viewers, you know, at home, but they had like these camera angles to the crowd. Everyone's sitting down, like, what's going on? Like, I don't know any of these words. I don't know who this guy is. I just spent $30,000 for this ticket. I don't know what's going on right now.
Right. That's true too. I guess when you buy a Super Bowl ticket, you still want to see, like, you're paying for the halftime show too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Don't they do it for free though, the performers?
I'm not sure. I know that, I think you might be right. I know that during COVID, when, what the hell was his name? The Weeknd did his performance. He paid out of his own pocket, like $4 million to put on that show.
Oh, really? To like?
To do it.
To add on to it?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Like he still wanted to do, like, I think the NFL gave him the option. They're like, hey, if you still want to do it, you can, but it's out of your pocket. Like, we're not paying for all the fanfare because we have nobody in the seats making any money.
Right.
So he ended up spending like $4 million or something like that. I think. I think that's what he paid.
That's pretty cool.
And I thought it was an okay performance. It's weird when you're performing to nobody, though.
Right.
An empty stadium.
Right.
You know, you got 800, you know, dudes in like the weird mask, you know, like with the no face and running around. Like, no one's into this. Like, like I'm sitting at home like, no, it's
I'm
cool.
Sure
like, I like the Weeknd, but
part of performing is like you.
Yeah. 100%.
No one likes to perform in front of no one.
Well, yeah, the Birds are Super Bowl champs, man.
Yeah, they did it. The parade was... You were at the parade?
I was at the parade, yeah.
I did not go. I was on daddy duty, but...
Yeah.
Watched some of the speeches on TV.
I got a room at the Logan Hotel, which is right on the parade route, and opened up, you know, the windows opened up right to Logan Circle, so I got to see everything come right by, which is pretty cool. That's the way to do it. Just book a hotel room like a couple months in advance, and if they don't make the Super Bowl, just cancel it.
Right. No. That's fair.
And it wasn't terribly expensive, I don't know.
A couple of my buddies were trying to go to the Super Bowl, but they kept saying lodging was the problem.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Ticket prices dropped.
Right.
Like the day of to, they were cheaper than the NFC Championship game.
Oh, wow.
Like they were like $2,000 or something. Like you're still sitting up top, but $2,000 for the Super Bowl was kind of a deal.
Right.
Getting the building.
Yeah, they were saying the problem was lodging. So people were talking about flying to Alabama and then driving down.
Oh, wow.
4 hours. I'm like, just to go to the Super Bowl in New Orleans?
Yeah.
It's not even, weather's not even warm.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm good. I'll watch it on TV. I would have been pissed if I paid like $5,000 and went and saw that game. The biggest game of the year.
Yeah.
It was 40-6, technically.
Technically, yeah.
You know what I mean?
40-22 is not the real score.
Right.
Yeah. Like, those two gifts, touchdowns in the last, like, what, 90 seconds or 2 minutes or whatever it was?
Right.
Yeah, it was 40-6.
I saw something that I guess when they were cleaning out their lockers, the defense coordinator came in and he was, like, showing all the defensive guys, like, stats. He's like, first half was great. That gave up 6 points. Or no, you didn't give up any points. He's like, second half, you gave up 22 points. He was, like, pissed.
Yeah. Like, they had a meeting, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so. But, yeah. I felt like it was a preseason game at some time, like watching that game. It was crazy. It looked like Mahomes was the only one trying.
I enjoyed
he was
it
running around like a maniac.
Even in the third quarter, where it was like 34-0. I'm like, dude, it's Mahomes. Like, this is.
Oh, right.
Like, don't be surprised if it's like 34-31 in like 10 minutes, you know?
I thought that was
going against Brady. I'm like, dude, like, you never have a big enough lead against Brady. Like, that last drive in the Super Bowl when we won. I'm like, we're gonna fucking lose now. Watch this out. Like, you know, like he's driving down, you know, right now, and we're gonna lose in the last couple seconds because that's what Brady does. And that was my kind of fear up until probably whatever it was, 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Well, when it was 27-0, I was like starting to feel like, all right, this game's over. And then when they threw that bomb to Devontae Smith, I was like, that's a wrap. Preston was running around like a little kid in the candy store.
Yeah.
He's trying to get me to get over hype. I was like, I'm not getting hype until there's all zeros. But this is crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. It was good. The aftermath was insane downtown.
Oh, yeah.
What normally takes me, I watch it at my buddy's bar called Mono on Chestnut Street. And normally from there to the Logan, you know, it's like 10-minute walk. It took me like an hour just to get through everybody.
Yeah, Dez was in, where'd she go? She went somewhere in Fairmount and watched with a bunch of her friends.
Yeah.
And they took like it was like a mile walk to Ladder. She said it took like a ridiculous amount of time.
Oh, yeah.
Just same. Because there's people everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah.
Which is cool, but I don't see the point in, like, why people were, like, smashing storefront windows.
Yeah, they're
it's like, come on, dude.
But you know what? Like, you have 200,000 people down there, and you have maybe 20 that are acting up. So it's like, and that's what makes the news, and that's what makes everyone be like, oh, you know, Philly's trash, Philly's, and you know what? And didn't somebody eat, like, horse shit? A couple years ago.
That was the last parade, I think. Dopes.
Like, what's going through your head when someone's, you know, everyone's got their phone out and they're like, this is going to end well. I'm going to put this in my mouth.
He had to get paid. There ought to have been a price tag on that poop.
But it was a good time.
Speaking of Philly sports, Embiid's done for the year.
Embiid's, and you know what, good. I think he's going to eclipse the games missed versus games played now that he's out. I think it's only like 30. How many games are left? 20? He's close.
Was there 82 games in the season? I think they're 58 in, so it's at 24 games left.
He's close. I think it's like 443 made. Games he's played and like 417 or 407 he's missed. He's making a lot of money too.
To not play.
To not, yeah.
It's probably like $200 million and paychecks. They didn't even play.
Good for him for working the system.
Yeah.
You know?
Workman's comp.
Meanwhile, we're you know, the working man's paying for it. Dan Keene sent me like a StubHub link, I think, and they were selling tickets for $1.
Oh, yeah. They have like $2 tickets. It's crazy.
$9 lower level. $1 upstairs.
I wonder what it costs to sit courtside.
$1,200. I checked.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could probably wait till like the game's about to start and it'll probably go down cheaper.
Probably, yeah. Probably.
But for courtside, if you want to take your kid or something, that'd be cool.
I mean, those tickets per season are like $80,000-$90,000, I think.
Right.
You know, for the season. So if whoever owns those, you know, he's trying to recoup a little bit of money. Not that you need it.
I was listening to sports radio on the way over here, and they were talking about the Sixers owner. And the one guy was kind of dogging him, and the other guy's like, what do you want from him? He's done everything they asked. He got Jimmy Butler. He got Paul George.
Yeah. You know
what I mean? He did. He got – they wanted – at the time they hired Doc Rivers, they wanted Doc Rivers. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's not like he hasn't done what people have asked. They're just pissed that he owns the Devils and the Commanders.
Yeah.
Like, must be cool to have Bill.
I heard that the Sixers were the only organization in Philly when the Eagles either went to the Super Bowl or won it. Like, it was either at the NFC Championship game or after the Super Bowl. The Flyers came out and they're like, congratulations, go Birds. The Phillies did the same thing. Sixers were silent because Josh Harris was still kind of bent.
Oh, because of the Commanders. Because the Commanders fan. Yeah, apparently he was like childhood Redskins fan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What I mean, like,
Commanders fan owning a Philly team.
Yeah, but they got Daryl Morey, too, when that's who everyone wanted.
True.
So he's done what people ask. He's tried. It's not like he hasn't tried to win. It's not his fault that Embiid gets hurt or Paul George is podcast P now.
Yeah.
He did say he's not going to do his podcast anymore.
I did see that. He dropped the podcast.
For the rest of the season to concentrate on basketball.
We'll try to get him on, see what he has to say. But a lot going on the island, Coop. Some shit going down. We got the White Briar selling.
Oh, yeah. That's
news that just hit the airwaves, I think, this past week, end of February. Actually, what's today? March 1st? Today's March 1st. Yeah. Rabbit.
Yep.
WB selling.
February.
A lot of upset people. A lot of group houses that are devastated. A lot of people that are still on Bumble and Tinder, you know. They got to find a new meeting place to drown their lonely tears. I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
you guys swipe away if it makes you happy.
Apparently there's a lot of comments on the 7 Mile Times.
Oh, yeah, a lot. You know what? In my opinion, it boils down to you might be upset, you know, like there goes another bar and, you know, but you don't get to dictate how other people spend their money, you know. They ran that White Briar for decades and they did it well. And time for them to move on. If you don't like it, buck up to whatever the 20, 25 million it costs and buy it yourself.
Right. Everybody's got a price tag.
Don't get me wrong, dude. I've had a ball at the White Briar over the years, DJing, playing guitar, hanging out there. I mean, the stories are endless. I had a ball. But you know what? Sometimes change is good, you know. But it's just one less place that, you know. I think the Prince is going to be super busy now.
Do you know what they're planning to do? I know this summer, I believe they're going to keep it the same. But after
that's what I heard. And then I also heard the Union League's trying to push to be open for members by Memorial Day. So, like, I'm hearing conflicting rumors. So, at this point, I don't know what's true. Everyone seems to be in the know and know exactly what's going on. And
everyone knows, but no one knows.
I'm like, everyone saw the letter, and that's all that you know.
Right.
Like, you didn't see any blueprints, like you didn't see a business plan.
So they have the whole block from the White Briar down.
The White Briar to Ocean Drive, yeah. So, like, where the Pop's Deli used to be, where the furniture store used to be, which is now demolished. So I don't know if they plan on adding to it, but you know, sometimes change is good. You know, it could be awesome, but it's members only, So there goes. And the Union League does have a lot of members in the Avalon Stone Harbor area. But we'll see. That's a lot of square footage.
Yeah, there's a lot of room there.
The happy hours used to be dynamite, man. On Saturdays, I love the happy hours.
You'd have to get there early and, like, get a spot.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if not, you're beat.
Yep.
Just walking around aimlessly.
I DJ there every Friday night. This was probably, 10, 12 years ago. And even Friday nights were cool. You know, like, you either went to the Princeton or the Whitebriar. Then it turned into you went to the Whitebriar first, and everyone ended up in the P, so the Whitebriar was dead by 10 o'clock. You know?
Right.
But those Saturdays, man, just seeing like what the floor looked like afterwards, I'm like, oh, Lord. Just dirt, mud, beer, one high heel.
One.
One high heel.
With no heel. You're like, that's interesting.
I remember, I'm going to preface this. This is going to sound bad. I almost killed somebody at the Whitebriar by accident. I'm leaving the Whitebriar, and I get in my car, and there's the space in front of me is open. So I'm thinking, I'm like, I'm just going to drive straight, you know, and leave the parking lot. At the very last second, I'm like, I'm just going to pull out. You know, like, I don't know if someone's going to pull in. I pull out, I look, and there is a dude passed out in front of my car. Like head back on the ground, almost underneath my wheel. If I would have went forward, I would have ran him over, killed him. I probably would have been in jail for manslaughter or whatever. I remember I went inside and got the bus. I'm like, dude, somebody's going to die out here if somebody doesn't get this fucking kid off the ground. Like, just laying in the middle of the parking lot. It freaked me out for, like, the rest of the day.
Oh,
it
yeah, really did. You probably shook. You probably thought you hit him first.
Loaded Coronas, man. They'll get you. $15 loaded Coronas or however much they cost.
Disgusting. When you would drink loaded Coronas, would you use Bacardi Limon, or would you do tequila?
The Bacardi.
So disgusting.
Yeah. This was before, like, everyone was drinking tequila. So whoever ordered whatever, I'm like, just get me what you get. And, yeah, it wasn't good. It wasn't good. It wasn't worth the extra $7 or whatever it was for that shot of citron limon. Limon.
Limon.
But yeah, RIP Whitebriar. It's been a good run. A lot of fond memories. Everything's shutting down here in Cape May County. But, you know, a couple of places are opening. A new steakhouse. I know you're a Seagrill alumni. And that was one of the best and only steakhouses on the island. Now we got a place where Marie Nicole's used to be on 79th Street. And I think Fuse was there, too. That's opening up. They're working around the clock with that. The Windrift is opening up a new high-end steak shop. Or steakhouse, I say, not steak shop, steakhouse. So we got some options. But love a good restaurant, especially down the shore. What else we got coming up, Coop?
Next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, is Shopaholics. We have a bunch of stores at the Princeton set up.
Playing at the Whitebriar next weekend. I'll be the last person to play music there for the Shopaholics.
Oh, is that
their... Add that.
Is that their last hurrah?
Yeah. Y'all be there Friday night, March... whatever that is, March 7th. Come on out to that if you're in town.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Princeton and the Whitebriar will have stores at both of them. Whitebriar's got, looks like, 7 stores over there. And then the Princeton's got about 15. So... stop by, shop till you drop.
Shop till you drop.
Drink an espresso teeny.
Espresso teeny.
Red Bull and Vodkas have changed to espresso teenies, so.
I'll be happy when that phase ends as well.
It'll just turn into something else.
Something else.
The other night we had someone came in and ordered 2 double shots of Fireball.
Was it Carrie?
No,
Harry Galvin.
At first, I was like, "Do we even have that anymore?" But got plenty of it. Two double fireballs. Whew.
Starting off right. For one person?
No, there's two of them.
Okay. That'd be one thing. Yeah. I got a double. Make it two.
Make it two. That'd be a good video for the over-serving video.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Now, what did Coop do wrong here, ladies and gentlemen? There's a guy sleeping in front of Lucia's car. Fireball. And the week after that is the Stone Harbor Shiver.
Oh, yeah. I heard last night you're the Shiver King, whatever that means.
I am the Shiver King this year, yeah.
Like a robe and like a crown?
Yeah, yeah. So
and like a
we're like the...
stick?
We get to pick our outfits, but we're like the Grand Marshal in the parade, so we got to lead everybody down to the beach, and everyone does their skits on stage, and everyone jumps in the ocean. We still haven't picked out our outfit yet.
Oh, no.
I wanted to do something kind of extravagant, but I'm like, if we're jumping in the ocean, I'm not jumping in the big robe, you know? Like,
I get one of those full body suit Johns.
Like from like the 20s?
No, like, you know how they have them in all different colors, and you can get one that's like for Halloween, you can be like a mummy or something like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
you should get one that's like an icicle or something. Or a snowflake or something like that.
I've been getting all kinds of awesome, you know, recommendations. But like a lot of them are just like, I need an hour of makeup in order to accomplish.
Well, that's what I'm saying. This thing, you just zip up and you're done. We'll look them up. See
I'm the Shiver King, Stacy Han from Fred's Liquor Store. She is the beautiful Shiver Queen. So we got some cool outfit ideas, but that's coming up. That's in like 2 weeks. A lot of money goes towards, I forget what the charity is this year, but it goes towards a good cause. If you're around, check it out. We'll be there. I think Kegs and Eggs starts at Fred's at 10 a.m. on Saturday, the 15th. The pre-party is the 14th at the Stone Harbor Yacht Club. That's always a good time. Little meet and greet, shake hands, kiss babies.
Now, will Fred's be back open then?
Yeah, Fred's will be open, I think, next week. Fred shut down for a little bit to redo, the kitchen and fix a couple problems in-house, but everything else is staying the same from what I heard.
Like something like this. But, like, there's all different patterns. And I think you can get, like, straight colors, so if you guys want to, it's called a morph suit. That's what you should get, Lucia. A morph suit.
Morph suit?
Yeah. You get solid colors or checkered.
I can always wear that underneath something more.
To jump in.
Yeah, like I'll strip down off the robe or something.
You can just leave the top.
Yeah.
Like the hood down so they can see your beautiful face and that awesome mustache you're rocking that's driving me crazy looking at you right now. He's got like a caterpillar on his lip.
I was thinking about going for the Freddie Mercury look where he was the king. That's why I'm growing. As Coop's holding up a dog biscuit underneath his nose right now.
Snash.
Your snash?
My snash. Hurr.
But yeah, beautiful day here in Cape May County.
Yeah, the weather's beautiful. It's supposed to get chilly Sunday and Monday, and then it's going to be, I think, back up
in
the 50s, which is awesome.
I'll take it, man. I'll take it. March is here. We're recording from the Bubble Home Studio here in beautiful Cape May County. Cape May County, which is the infidelity capital of the world, is what I was told from somebody, which is pretty funny, pretty accurate. A wise man once said, Coop, in Cape May County, you don't lose your wife or your girlfriend or your husband or whatever. You just lose your turning line. True words have never been spoken. Hilarious. We got teachers having kids with kids. There's national news.
Just for the record, Lush lives in Cape May County, not Coop.
All kinds of questionable stuff going on in the bubble.
So Lush, what kind of snack cookies are you a fan of? Do you like Vienna Fingers? Do you like Chips Ahoy? Chocolate chip cookies, Oreos.
I used to be an Oreo fan. I think I overdid it.
Overdid it?
Yeah.
So my son loves him some Oreos. And I've noticed over the past month or so that there's about five Oreos in the bag or in the sleeve that has the cookie the wrong way.
Oh, wow.
So trying to figure out what's going on here.
There should be a contest.
In the Oreo factories.
About, you know, from Oreo, like if you find that cookie, it's like $1 million.
Is it like Willy Wonka's golden ticket?
No, do you remember in the 90s where M&M's had one blue M&M that they released? And if you found it, you got $1 million. And they screwed up. I remember this distinctly. I was a senior in high school in 1997. It was the fall of 97. I was a senior. And one of our like career kind of like prep days in one of our business courses, and a spokesperson, like a business lady from whatever candy company owns M&M's, you know, and someone brought up that question. They were like, what's up with the blue M&M? Like, you know, was there? And she's like, well, funny you said that, because the M&M people screwed up and made two by accident instead of one. So they had to dish out $2 million to two people that found the blue M&M. But funny thing, flip the cookie, win $1 million, Coop. Could right. be you.
But they have one job, to make the cookie a cookie. And it's probably a machine, too.
Oh, it's definitely a machine. So like, yeah, yeah.
They better tweak yeah. that machine.
No one's grandmother is sitting there, you know, putting the...
It's not like I bought three packs at the same time, and they're just it just happened to be that batch. Every time I've gone food shopping...
I love how you think that it was like it's like a sweatshop. Like there's a bunch of old retired like grandmothers, you know, working for a bathroom break, making, you know, a million cookies a day.
Speaking of cookies and grocery stores, can you explain to me why people back into parking spots at the supermarket? I would say 8 times out of 10, you're going to put stuff in your
trunk.
That's
funny, man. That's a great observation.
And, like, they do it they do it against, like, the one lane that's, like, up against the grass.
Yeah.
So it's not like you get your, it's easy to get your cart up there.
That's funny, man.
It doesn't make any sense. It drives me crazy.
That's a great observation.
It drives me nuts. My one buddy, he always talks about... if people drove their cars like they control shopping carts in the supermarket. He's like, we should make a game. I was like, people be dead. You know, the people that just stand in the middle of the lane, and then the people that are flying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Another thing that grinds my gears, and we talked about this last season, and I'm still annoyed, is when, and I'm okay with, you know, bringing your own bag to the grocery store, but bag my shit, man. You know, I went grocery shopping in Pennsylvania. They had someone there doing that for you. Thank you very much, sir. Come again. You know, you have yourself a great day. It's almost like they're so annoyed that you are there to begin with shopping. And they're like, we're not touching, you know, your groceries. I'm like, what are we paying you for there, sir?
You chose that job.
Oh, I was so annoyed the other day. I had so many groceries. And there was one lane open. And, you know, it's just, there's 100 people waiting in line. And this girl, beep, beep, beep. And I'm there just like hustling, like breaking a sweat. You know, I'm like, couldn't go fast enough. Waving the white flag. I'm like, help.
Beep. 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 Oh, man.
Get your shit together, Acme. ShopRite.
And people who back in spots.
And the people that back in the spot. What a great observation.
When I pulled in the other day and I saw someone doing that, I'm thinking, what is it? What are you doing? Because normally when you back in, you're going to be there for a while. You don't just take your time to back in to go in and get a Mountain Dew and a bag of chips. And
you're right.
All right, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, you took your time to get in that spot. agree.
If you're backing up, yeah, you're going in to make a dent, you know, and like you're shopping for a couple weeks.
Brought some Sour Patch Kids in for us today, lemonade and blue raspberry.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me just tell you what Coop brought today. He brought, was it two for $5 for Sour Patch Kids? Coop always comes prepared with bags of candy. We have a whole cabinet full of candy from last season. But we got Sour Patch Kids, Sour Patch Kids lemonade, a little packet of barbecue sauce.
Honey mustard.
A little dip and squeeze thing of ketchup and a dog biscuit.
The bank gave me the dog biscuit.
And some combos that Coop found underneath his seat.
Yeah, Yogi.
Way over here.
Yogi didn't want the cookie, so brought it to Loosh.
Coop brought it over.
You never know if Mayor's going to bring crispy, crunchy chicken, so.
Oh, that's right.
You got to have the condiments in case.
That's right. Mayor with his crispy, crunchy chicken. What else is going on, Coop? How's the family? How's Dez? I saw Dez the other night. She told me she had like a night off. She got to sleep in. She was down in Avalon.
Yeah, she did some work on the house and just took some time away from the boys.
Nice.
Let us run amok.
Run amok.
And then she came home and got the flu. So
perfect.
That was lovely.
It's going around.
But that's this time of year when it's 30, 40, 50, 26, 26,
yeah.
26.
Up down. It was like 65 the other day.
Yeah, that's probably why everyone's getting sick.
Yeah, everyone's outside enjoying. And then boom, it's 20.
It's funny how many people you see start running outside.
Yeah.
And then it goes back down to like 20 degrees. And then you're like, oh, they're gone. What happened? Yeah, I'll run, but not in this. Not until it's consistent.
Coop's a big runner. And I know we touched on this, I think, maybe a little bit before, but every summer without fail, you know, I'm rolling up to the Fish and Pier Grill to stuff my face with omelets and pancakes and, you know, thinking about last night's mistake. And then, boom, there's Coop. On the boardwalk, just trucking.
Trucking by.
Trucking by. I'm like, Coop, doing what I should be doing without fail.
It's good for the mind. Just felt like running.
Nike, just go.
Just do it. Like Forrest.
Just felt like running.
Forrest Gump said, I just felt like running. What did he say when he stopped?
Kind of tired. Think I'll go home now. That's me after I'm done breakfast. I'm like, kind of tired. I think I'll go home now.
Forrest Gump, great movie.
Fantastic movie. Ahead of its time with like visual effects. Way ahead of its time. Like in that came out like, what, 94-ish? So they were filming in 93. But way ahead of its time for the visual effects. You know, shaking hands with Nixon, dancing with Elvis.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Talking to JFK, you know, all kinds of shit was pretty cool. What else we got going on in the bub?
I saw something the other day. There's only like 12 Mondays till Memorial Day or something like that.
I like that. Usually around this time is when, remember when Doug used to do his countdown? He doesn't do that anymore. He says too much effort. Too much effort to keep up with.
Memorial Day will get here. It'll be here when it gets here.
He like starts that week. 5 days.
5 days.
He used to start, though, like early. Like now.
I feel like you might even start it like once New Year hit.
I feel like it would be like in the hundreds. It'd be like, you know, 3 months down or 99 more days to.
Maybe that was like 100. Maybe that 100-day countdown. He's
getting old, man. It's too much responsibility.
He
might miss a day.
He always sends me pictures of his cats, and I'll send him pictures of Yogi just like. Laying around the house being like dogs or cats.
Man.
And then he sends me pictures of his new cat. I forget the name. He likes to go after like mice and stuff outside or birds. And he'll just bring them to the window and just drop them. It's hilarious.
Oh, man. What happened to us?
So, Loosh, what's up with the show you're You were
the Shane Gillis show.
Yeah, tires.
Yeah, I was down in, where was I? The Virgin Islands playing a wedding. And I got this phone call. I was on a yacht. I was on like one of those catamaran. And they were like, are you available to shoot the Shane Gillis show, Tires, over the next couple weeks? And I was toying with the idea of staying down there because I'm like, I don't have shit to do. It's your day off. You got shit to do.
Right.
And I was like, yeah. So I'm available. They're like, can you be in King of Prussia by Thursday? And this was Tuesday. I'm like, I guess I'm flying out tomorrow. So I ended up shooting 3 days with on the Shane Gillis show, Tires. I don't know how much I'll be featured, but it was nothing short of like hilarious shooting. Like there was times where they would call action, and these guys were just being so improv funny, just making shit up on the spot. And I'm like biting my tongue to the point where it's almost bleeding because I'm like, just please don't point the camera at me because I'm like I'm breaking right now. They wrapped shooting in January, so it should be out maybe in June. So, you know, fingers crossed that like you might be able to see my elbow or something, you know, or you know,
your cool mustache on there. Or no,
definitely rocking the mustache. I've never rocked a mustache before.
Very Tom Selleck-ish.
Tom Selleck, bringing it back. Good old Tom Selleck reference. He was a handsome man. Still is a handsome man.
Hell of a mustache.
Hell of a mustache. Yeah.
What else we got going on in March in the shore area?
Yeah, it's just crept up on March. March 1st. We got St. Paddy's Day coming up. Always a good day for the amateurs to come out. Everyone's Irish. Everyone's drunk. No one goes to work. The next day, everyone calls in sick. March 18th.
So it's going to be a Sunday this year?
No, it's a Monday.
A Monday.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Monday.
The Stone Harbor Shiver is that weekend, so it's going to be Monday. Yeah, Monday the 17th. And I think March Madness kicks off the week after that.
Yeah, I don't know much about college this year except Duke.
I don't either.
A guy named Cooper Flagg. That's all I know.
Guy from Duke?
Duke.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be the first overall.
I'm supposed to go on my brother's bachelor party that weekend, and I think I'm in charge of it. I'm the best man.
Yeah.
But I've been talking with his boys and. Yeah, we were toying with the idea of going down to spring training, but a bunch of his boys they're expecting kids soon, so we gotta rearrange our schedules for that.
You ever been down to spring training?
Never been.
My buddies are going actually next week.
Yeah,
they're going for a day. They're flying down early in the morning.
It seems excessive.
Going to a game and then flying back home that night. I thought about it, but
yeah,
it's just not in the cards right now.
What do you do for a like I you know. I've been on a ton of bachelor party, as of probably you. It's much different when you're, like, in your 40s than if you're getting married and you're, like, 25, 26, 27, I feel like. Everyone wants to go to Vegas and stay up for 3 days and get the strippers and, you know, and gamble and do the pool thing. And now it's more like, let's go get a nice dinner or we'll go golf, have a nice dinner, lights out, 10 p.m., which I'm not opposed to.
I was always a Vegas fan.
I've never been to Vegas, and that shocks a lot of people.
Ever?
Never been.
Oh, wow.
Kind of terrifies me. Like, I'd be the guy, like, at the bus stop with, like, one shoe on. Like, can I get a dollar to the airport?
I mean, someone's got to be that guy. Might as well be you.
I don't know, man. Like, I remember I've been invited a lot to go to Vegas, but it kind of terrified me. All your vices you can get at the front desk.
Yep.
You know, everything's legal.
In the airport on the way out of the plane, not even at the front desk.
Yeah. They'll get you going in and coming out.
I just think it's one of the cooler parts is when you're flying in and you can just see all the lights.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I'll get there eventually, I guess. And I think I'm past, like, the pool scene and all that kind of shit.
I don't know. You'd probably like the pool scene.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because you can get a cabana or your own little space where no one can be around, like, can be around you. But
yeah.
There's not a million people around you. You know what I mean? And if you go the right time of year, it's not always mobbed.
When is the right time of year? I feel like it gets cold in the desert, doesn't it?
I don't.
Wintertime?
I mean, if you go probably towards the beginning of the... I don't know. I feel like Vegas is always warmer.
I'll get there eventually. But, yeah, Luce,
Luce will just never come back. I think that's what you're really scared of. If I go, I might not ever
come. Our buddy back. Justin lived out there for a while, right? Is that what he did? He went out there and just never came back? Or did he have a job? I forget. He was out there for a couple years, right?
Yeah, he was out there for a couple years. I believe he was with... He had a girlfriend out there, and then when they split up, he came back, I think.
Glad he did.
I could be wrong, but whatever.
But, yeah, so I'm kind of lost on the bachelor party ideas. Like, I'm like... Do I be boring and just do, like, the golf and the AC and, like, the, you know, a nice AC restaurant, which is kind of, like...
Well, how far can they go?
I'm thinking...
Is it, like, a day thing? They can do, like,
it'll be, like, a weekend thing, but, like...
Can they do 2 days?
If we stick around here, I feel like they got to be within earshot of... If something happens, if someone, you know, one of these chicks goes into labor, like, they can... But, you know what? You can always be on a plane... I don't know.
I would probably do like...
What about you, folks? What do you think an appropriate bachelor party idea is for someone who's... What was my brother? 42.
Let's go to Amsterdam.
Amsterdam.
I mean, I'm sure the wives will be cool with that.
Yeah.
It's way closer than Clearwater, Florida.
What do you guys do today? Just a little. So we stopped in the cafe real quick.
Yeah,
got a couple pre-rolls in the red light district now. We're good. all right, Coop.
Did any news on that dispensary opening? Everyone's asking. Crazy at the bar. Is it open?
It's going to be open soon. The sign just went up. Something, whatever.
Something,
weed, something, dispensary, something.
called something.
But I heard it's going to be operational by May.
Oh, all right.
Is what I heard. I think the only other one is down in Cape May, right? As Coop.
I believe so. Sorry, I was parched. I needed to drink some body armor. Tropical punch, of course. I think there's one in Cape May, and people have been, like, talking up this one big time.
Yeah.
Wonder if the DUI rate's going to go up.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Yeah.
Acme's going to be the new hotspot. People will be pulled over in that place a million times.
Well, that's the thing. Like come like Memorial Day weekend or 4th of July weekend when everyone's coming off of Route 9, they only have like 10 parking spots.
Right.
Like they're going to have to be parking in Acme and walking down. We shall see. All right, Coop. Welcome back, man. It's been a minute. Season 2 kicking it off.
We'll be back soon for some more... blobbity bloom blah. And
that's the other thing I wanted to talk about. Coop had a great saying the other day that I haven't heard in a while. What was it?
Heebie-jeebies.
Heebie-jeebies. Coop sent me something about, you know, I think, I forget what it was, but he was like, that gives me the heebie-jeebies. I'm like, I haven't heard heebie-jeebies in a while. Like that's like a...
It's a throwback.
That's a throwback to like our grandparents almost.
It's gotta
like,
be
go
fair.
Soak your head. You're all wet. You're all wet, Coop. All right, ladies and gents, we'll see you soon.
Yeah, keep them heebie-jeebies away.